Greetings and welcome. I'm Kim, and this is Creation E, a meditation podcast where you will find discussions and meditations to feed your soul and expand your hearts. This is episode 4 of the Soul Alignment series, and we'll be speaking about acceptance. In this particular session, I'd like to discuss more about why or the importance of acceptance, and what exactly are we accepting, and how can it serve you in navigating your life with more ease and more grace. As you walk this path, your life, and you seek to feel a certain fulfillment of what you're living, you recognize that you are here for a particular reason. You are here for fulfillment of something bigger, of a purpose. And as you allow yourself to find or experience life, your purpose begins to be revealed to you. It is revealed to you. However, often what happens is there's a resistance to a lot of the experiences your life presents you. And what happens in this resistance is that we seek to control, because we are not wanting to experience certain experiences that by the mind is judged as negative or unpleasant. And when you learn to accept that these challenges are needed to help you become more in alignment with your purpose, then you recognize that these challenges are not really challenges, they're simply experiences that stretch you, that help you grow. Then they don't feel so challenging, I guess you would say. So if we were going to look at that a little bit, when accepting what, we will often say, accept what is. What does that mean to accept what is? Well, life is impermanent, meaning that things are constantly in change. Things are always changing. This is the cycle of change. Now, many here experience a resistance to change, meaning they are uncomfortable when change occurs. We want to stay in our comfort zone. And so when a situation presents itself or an opportunity for growth happens, this means there's a change that is coming. And so if you can recognize this change and look at it with a perspective of, I must be ready for some growth here. I mean, this is not always how we look at things. I mean, I know that when, you know, change is occurring, often there is an initial resistance, depending how big the change is. We are conditioned to seek or want to experience only pleasurable experiences. That means that when unpleasurable experiences occur, we reject them and we want to avoid them. Now, what happens, that just prolongs or slows down your process of feeling and experiencing all the great stuff that you actually really want to, that we have to go through this process in order to be or feel the feelings of peace, of joy, of fulfillment, and all of these wonderful experiences that we are here to live. And so we are amidst a great change right now. I mean, the whole world is going through so much change. And this is pushing us really outside our comfort zone, outside what we know. And the more that we can come to a place where we accept that what is happening is for our greater good. That means that our soul is actually leading us to the path, on the path to fulfilling what we want. However, we need to go through certain challenges so that we can be the vessels, be the beings that can experience much greater vibrational experiences. So if we want to experience joy, well, joy is a very high vibration. And for us to be able to sustain a vibration, a frequency of joy, we have to be prepared for it. That means all of our energetic system has to clear out all the things that prevent us from experiencing joy on a day-to-day basis. So the first thing I would say about acceptance is recognize that, one, when life is showing you challenges, to see if you can change the perception a bit around the challenge, going, okay, I know. First is just recognizing, is the acceptance is going, I accept that I'm feeling uncomfortable, right? Is the first part, knowing that there's a flip side to it, knowing that there's a great maybe lesson behind it, or an opportunity that presents itself for you to see something with a different perspective about yourself or about a situation or about others. But be willing to simply be with the uncomfortableness as you accept that this is part of your journey. Accept that there are changes. That means that life is a cycle, it is cyclic. That means there are times in your life where you won't have answers, you won't have clarity, you will not know anything. It'll feel like you're going backwards instead of forward, because those parts are necessary in the cycle of change. That means that it might be a time for deeper going in deeper, a time of hibernation where things are still. Right now, for example, we're entering the winter in this area, and the winter is a hibernation time where you are asked to go deeper within, to clear, to cleanse, to purge what you don't need in order to start a new year. And so if we take that in consideration and we listen to what's happening and going, yeah, I really feel like things are not moving fast, or things are, or life is showing me how to go slower a little bit, then take that in and accept that that's a cycle. And you'll go into a cycle of clarity later, or inspiration later. But right now you're in a different cycle. So the more you can accept that life is cyclic, that you go with it, that there is a certain rhythm, the easier it gets. And when you hit a place where you want to judge or reject the experiences that's presenting to you, meaning you're really not enjoying it and you want to just go so hard against yourself, notice what's happening within yourself. Notice the judgment that we put upon a situation or a thing that we don't like, instead of going, where can I have a little bit more empathy or compassion towards myself, or more acceptance? Because acceptance leads to love, a greater love than we've forgotten, perhaps, an unconditional state of love. Not a love that we've experienced in relationships or when we were young. This is a very different kind of love that comes from a much greater source that we are here to experience more of. And we, again, have to learn or unlearn what we've learned, that what love may be. And so first, it starts with acceptance. If you can use your life as a playground of going, okay, right now I'm being prepared. What if we're just being prepared for something much greater? And so think of it, this is like a training round. This is an experiment where we're experimenting with all kinds of situation, experiences in life, and going, okay, what am I learning from this? What's my soul learning from this? And how can I become more empowered because of this challenge? Because you do. Every challenge is there when you take it on, face on, and you work through it with it. You grow, you become more empowered, and you shift in your energetic makeup. And this helps us when we can do this with our life itself. It helps us accept others better because there we remove the judgment about what others are doing or saying or experiencing, because you recognize that they're on their own soul path. They're on their own journey to discovering what fulfills them and why they're here. And when you recognize that within yourself, then you can accept others for what they, for where they are in their own particular life, that it's not a personal thing about you, whether it's felt, you know, whether it's an experience where two or three parties are involved here, instead of blaming and putting the finger externally. It's looking at what's happening that I can own here, that I can take responsibility and I can accept. It doesn't mean at the beginning when you're accepting certain things that they are right, or that, I mean, not that they're right, but maybe it's not about, often we tend to want to judge a certain thing being right or wrong, but if what it's supposed to just be what it was. And within that, there's a lesson or a growth for both individuals involved. And this is something that, again, like anything else, must be practiced. It's not something that comes often so naturally. It is something that, it's another muscle that needs to be exercised. And as you begin to be more acceptance of others, then automatically, you know, you can be accepting of others the more that you're accepting of self. So when you practice acceptance of self, it leads to acceptance of others. And as that grows, then your appreciation, your gratitude, your love begins to grow as well. Things unfold in a very different way. And your perception of who you are also begins to change as you accept your changes, as you accept yourself in your own evolution. When you're here to, and you recognize that you are walking the path that you are doing to fulfilling something greater, you understand that you are evolving into a different, I will say, being, a more higher vibrational being, version of yourself than who you've been. And this transition time is, we are learning how to move from our physicality of fear-based program, three-dimensional being, to moving into a higher frequency, a higher vibrational five-dimension being that is more in alignment with Source and our soul self and our higher self than it is with our mind program. So if you're new at this and this is a bit unfamiliar, just go with it. Just start with baby steps. What is happening in my current situation? What is happening with my life right now that I feel that I'm still rejecting? I'm still in resistance. Because you can recognize when you're in resistance or you're in rejection of something because you will want to control it. Your personality self, your mind will seek to control, will seek to change and manipulate life in a way where you'll try to bypass this experience so that you don't have to feel what your mind thinks is really bad to feel. Remembering that every emotion, every feeling are simply different frequencies, they're different states of energy. And it's only our mind that perceives something and judges something as bad or good. When you that clicks within you, you really experience life much differently. And there's a certain ease, that there's a certain flow that happens because you're not hitting wall after wall after wall. You're going, oh, this is a challenge. All right. It's like, okay, like any big challenge, some people will look at, you know what, I want to climb that mountain or that hill or whatever because it's a challenge. And they're excited about the challenge, but recognize that, you know, it's still a journey. that maybe halfway, when I'm halfway up that mountain, I'm going to be out of breath. My muscles are going to shake and I'm going to be like, why the hell did I sign up for this? Why did I want to do this? And you're going to want to, part of your mind's going to want to turn back. And, but there's a higher, there's something greater within you propelling you forward, because, you know, whether you believe this or not, at a soul level, we've signed up for this life. We've descended into this physical world wanting to experience something specific. And that leads you to your soul purpose. That if you can just trust that part of yourself that's deep within your heart, that your heart will lead you to what is right for you in this lifetime. But your job is to start listening to the heart, to the whispers that are within, that the mind and the heart unify. And as they unify, you will feel like you're moving in a direction that feels so fulfilling. And you will, it's not because you're going to be without challenges. You're going to be with challenges just as much, but that you won't perceive them as challenges. You'll just perceive them as, this is just my experiences. So again, it's just about perception and how we see things. I hope that this kind of helped a little bit in just giving you some little tidbits about acceptance in general. Where do we begin? Begin with the little things. Always start with baby step. What is something that I can begin to accept more about myself and about my situation today? And as you begin to do that, ask yourself, what could be a bigger picture here that I'm learning, that I'm not seeing? Begin to ask the bigger questions. What's the bigger picture? What's perhaps the flip side of this experience that my mind doesn't know yet? So as you question in those ways, those open-ended questions, and not getting stuck to the answer, but just open-ended, leave it. You allow yourself to receive the information and you'll be pretty amazed on what comes through. So we're going to stop here and we're going to transition into our meditation. So preparing yourself, coming into a seated position or lying position, whichever feels better for you in this very moment. And just go ahead and take a deep breath in and out. Go ahead and breathe in again, deep inhale. And exhale. Just let all your awareness come into this moment and your mind. Begin to feel the presence of your breath. Let your muscles soften, let your jaw soften, your grip if you're holding your hands tight, if your legs, relax those, relax your bum. Just really soften here into this very moment. Stay connected to your breath. Feel its own rhythm today. Allowing your breath to move however it's moving at the moment. Here we're just going to scan our bodies, scan our sensations that we're feeling in our body. Noticing the legs here. Noticing any sensations that are already here within the legs. Feel your hips, your thighs. Just with your awareness and your breath, see if within the exhale you can allow your breath to gently move into your legs. Almost like you're letting go of the breath. See if we can breathe now into the low back. Imagine that you could inhale into your low back, into your hips. Noticing if there's any holding patterns here. Just allowing it to be as it is. At the same time, giving it permission to release. And breathe into your back of your body. As you go up your spine, begin to feel just the awareness of the back of your body, back of your neck. Back of your head. Top of head. And as you exhale, you're letting the breath come down to the front of your body. Your eyes, your face, your front chest, down the belly. Down to your legs. Notice your shoulders, neck. If there's any, again, holding patterns here, begin to breathe into the neck area. And just release the breath. We're going to draw in deeper, allowing the head here to become more relaxed. Maybe the chin wants to go down. If you're sitting down, if you're lying down, simply feel your body go deeper into the bed or the surface you're lying down on. And if you're sitting, you're just letting gently your chin down, allowing your head to kind of bob. As you're releasing more, softening more. Allowing the breath now to go into the neck. And releasing. Breathing into your back, into the neck, to any parts of your body that might require a little bit more breath. Your job right now is simply just to surrender, to completely feel super relaxed. Making sure that you're anchored down deep within the ground. Keep surrendering the thoughts as you simply breathe and focus on breath and the sensation of the breath through the body. And we're going to bring the head back up gently. As you breathe in, allow the breath to rise. It's like the breath helps you rise. It helps you straighten out your spine. If you're lying down, simply breathe up through the body. noticing the lightness of the breath as it moves upwards. We're going to move the breath into the chest. Bring the breath up from perineum up. And here, just hold a bit as you expand outwards with the breath. And then you exhale and release the breath. And you breathe in. And you breathe out. We're going to work with our suspended breath a bit more. As you breathe in, you allow the breath to be suspended in a moment in time into the chest. You just watch it as if you're floating in there. Now imagine the top of your head now. You're allowing light energy to flow into the top of the head as if you could pour it in. And it's received by your chest cavity, by the heart. As you breathe in, you imagine that the breath as you rise up also opens up this vessel to be able to receive. And you just bathe in it. Bathe into your own expanded breath. That you're simply allowing and experiencing what is in this moment. Whether your mind is active or whether your mind is calm, you're accepting whatever experience is coming up. If you're feeling particular sensations within the body that are stronger, simply be with that without needing to change it or fix it. You allow it to be as it is, and you breathe, and you give it permission to be. You allow yourself to experience, in this very moment, whatever experience that is here. If you're working with any particular challenges at the moment, whether it be personal, professional, whether it just be life in general, let yourself see that challenge for what it is at the moment. Recognize the feeling it's bringing up for you. What emotion? Was it a feeling of, is there resistance around this challenge? And just imagine that you're now having a bird's eye view from it. You're observing it. You're looking at yourself in this challenge. And you're noticing perhaps your resistance, your frustration, your emotion around it. Just really let yourself experience that for a moment more. And if it's around a physical sensation, is your challenge about a physical sensation? If it's about a pain that you're feeling, physical pain or emotional pain, simply, again, the same concept applies here. Watch yourself experience or sense what's coming up. And now you're going to breathe that into your heart, and we're going to bring in a greater source of light to enter. You're going to allow yourself to receive your guides' energy, source energy, whoever you're working with, to come into your heart with you. As you ask to perhaps see the flip side of this experience, to be given a bit of clarity on another aspect that you're not seeing right now about this challenge that you're facing. And here, as you let yourself simply be with it, don't try to figure it out with your mind, but what it is that you become, and if you can enter a neutral space about it, where you are open and willing to receive guidance to show you a different perspective, what could be something that your soul is wanting you to experience or to overcome, or to let go of. It can be just as simple as wanting a deeper connection. And if any clarity comes from it, take that in. And if no clarity comes from it, accept that as well. But as you keep practicing this and allowing this to come forward to your forefront of your experience, in time, you will receive the clarity needed. As you release the resistance, as you release the rejection of the experience, and you say, okay, I may not like this, but I accept this. I trust that there is a greater side, another side of this, that will soon reveal itself to me. I trust that my soul is leading me to the best outcome possible for my greatest and highest good. That is in alignment with my purpose here on earth. So I breathe in, trust, and I exhale any doubt and fear that I might be experiencing around this. And I take in a big breath in again. And I move towards trust, and I release the fear that binds me. And as you breathe into your chest again, imagine now the outcome of this situation. What is it that your deepest heart desire wants? And as you explore this, let yourself feel yourself perhaps experiencing the outcome of what you want to happen. If you're working through challenges that are moving you through feeling more empowered, meaning that you are having to exercise more courage, more strength within yourself, more belief within yourself, imagine what it would feel like to feel empowered. If you can recall a time where you've succeeded at something and felt really empowered, recall that time. And harness the sensation of empowerment and know that for this particular challenge, you're even climbing a bigger ladder, and on the other side is much a greater light. And you can apply this to any of the challenges that you're experiencing in this very moment, that in your heart, there is courage, there is love, there is acceptance. And the more that you trust in yourself to lead you on this path, the quicker you will work through the challenges. And the more you will begin to see them as gifts rather than challenges. As you breathe one more deep, long inhale into your full body, into the fullness of who you are, that you are beyond the challenges, you are beyond the things that limit you, that you are much greater than that, that you are creation of Source that is here to create many wonderful things. Breathe in the love that is around you and open the doors to it. Take in a few more breaths here. And when you're ready here, gently begin to wiggle your feet. And your hands. And open your eyes when you're ready. Your meditation is complete. Have a wonderful day. Namaste.